This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The man who resigned as Lebanon's prime minister has been reappointed. Omar Karami is considered pro-Syrian. 10 days ago, he stepped down amid anti-Syrian demonstrations. Then came pro-Syrian demonstrations, and yesterday, Lebanon's parliament called for Karami's reinstatement. The reinstalled prime minister is calling for a government of national unity. Lebanese opposition is demanding a neutral government and an immediate withdrawal of all Syrian troops from the country. Syrian soldiers remain in place in parts of Lebanon, including a town visited by NPR's Ivan Watson.
The village of Hamana on Mount Lebanon overlooks a valley named after a 19th-century French poet who gushed about the magnificent views here. To this day, Hamana is a summer resort for Beirut residents escaping the heat of the Lebanese capital, located only 15 miles away. For more than 10 years, it has also been the site of a Syrian army base, which sits just off the main road into town. A word of advice to visitors. Don't try to take pictures of the army camp. These nervous Syrian soldiers stopped a group of journalists at gunpoint after threatening to open fire on their car. Most of the camp is a muddy field where sad-looking soldiers do laundry outside their crude cinder block huts. The Syrian troops have been here since the end of the Lebanese Civil War in 1990. The French-speaking Lebanese family that lives next door says it's time for them to go home. They don't really bother us, says this woman named Hind Bouassaf. But what's the point of them staying here? The Lebanese army, she added, should be the ones protecting us. Bouassaf runs a small flower shop on the ground floor of her father's house, where she also sells postcards with her own photos of Hamana. Her sister, a teacher named Dad, says the Syrian army presence here has crippled the village's tourism industry.
If they leave, it will improve the economy. Tourists from the Persian Gulf and Kuwait and Saudi Arabia like to come here. But sometimes when they see a lot of soldiers, they are afraid.
The Syrian army was first invited into Lebanon in 1976 to help stop the civil war. The Bouassaf family says they're grateful for the Syrians' role in disarming the village's warring Christian and Druze communities, and they have some pity for the Syrian soldiers. The soldiers are poor and ill-equipped, says Romanus, the father of the family. Sometimes when it snows in the winter, they come ask for wood to burn, and I let them gather it from the hillside. But, the family adds, for more than a decade, Syrian officers have refused to move out of several neighboring houses.
C'est une occupation. C'est ça, ils occupent la maison sans demander la permission des propriétaires.
This is an occupation, says Dad, the teacher. They occupy the houses without permission from the owners, and they don't pay rent. Other residents of the village agree the problem isn't so much the soldiers, but the unseen hands of the Syrian intelligence, which many believe controls the current Lebanese government. Though some locals, like this young bookseller named Saram, are suspicious of the Lebanese opposition and its street protests in Beirut, they tend to agree with the opposition's call for independence from Syria.
It's clearly obvious that we are a free people. We don't need anybody to save us or something like this and to take control over us. We can't control our country.
Under pressure from the U.S., France, and other Western and Arab countries, Syria's president announced that his troops would redeploy from their many bases in Mount Lebanon to Lebanon's eastern Bekaa Valley. This week, a few small convoys of Syrian trucks loaded with equipment began moving east. Some of the aging Russian-made vehicles broke down on Mount Lebanon's steep roads. But nobody here, not even some of the Syrian army officers stationed here, seem to know when Hamana and the rest of Mount Lebanon will be liberated once and for all. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Beirut.